Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 117th UIEPT. Today, on the 17th of April, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of UIEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Question number 1.
Has the faculty committee responded to all our requests?
They only rejected one.
What does the man mean? Question number 2.
Do you think we should find a restaurant now?
No, let's do a little more shopping.
What does the woman mean? Question number 3.
When do we get our spring break?
Just after Easter, 2 weeks after midterms.
What does the man say about break? Question number 4.
I'd like coffee with milk, please.
Would you like a large or small mug?
What does the woman ask? Question number 5.
Have you heard the story about the man with one leg?
I don't think it will amuse me, but go ahead and try.
What is the woman going to do? Question number 6.
I have locker number 50 right over here.
Mine's number 90. Too bad. I wish our lockers were next to each other.
What is the man's locker number? Question number 7.
Did you want to eat lunch in the office today?
Actually, I thought we could eat at a nice cafe. It's only a few blocks from the office.
What does the woman want to do? Question number 8.
I'm looking for Mary. Have you seen her?
I believe she's headed for the science hall.
What does the man say about Mary? Question number 9.
We've worked all day on this assignment. Can we finish it tomorrow? I'm beat.
Me too.
What does the man mean? Question number 10.
I need to take a physical education course this term. Any suggestions?
How about taking golf?
What is the woman suggesting?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Understanding how stars are born, evolve, and eventually die helps us grasp the dynamic nature of our universe. Let's start with stellar nebulae, the starting point of a star's life cycle. A stellar nebula is a vast cloud of gas and dust in space. Under the influence of gravity, Parts of this cloud begin to collapse and condense. As the gas and dust come together, they form a protostar, which is a young star still in the process of forming. Once the protostar reaches a sufficiently high temperature and pressure, nuclear fusion reactions begin in its core. This marks the start of the main sequence phase. During this phase, a star fuses hydrogen into helium, producing energy that counteracts gravitational collapse. The duration of this phase depends on the star's mass. For example, massive stars may spend only a few million years on the main sequence, while smaller stars, like our Sun, can remain there for billions of years. As a star exhausts its hydrogen fuel, it transitions into the red giant phase. In this stage, the core contracts while the outer layers expand and cool. This expansion causes the star to become much larger and redder. For medium-sized stars, such as the Sun, this phase is followed by the shedding of outer layers, creating a planetary nebula, and leaving behind a hot, dense core known as a white dwarf. In contrast, massive stars follow a different path. After the red giant phase, they may undergo a supernova explosion. A supernova is a catastrophic event that occurs when a massive star's core collapses under gravity and explodes, scattering elements into space. The remnants of the explosion can form either a neutron star, or if the core is massive enough, a black hole. Neutron stars are incredibly dense objects composed mostly of neutrons. They often emit beams of radiation that can be detected as pulsars if they are oriented correctly relative to Earth. Black holes, on the other hand, are regions of space where gravity is so intense that nothing, not even light, can escape. They are formed from the remnants of the most massive stars and are characterized by their event horizon, beyond which information cannot be retrieved. In summary, the life cycle of stars includes several stages. From their birth in stellar nebulae, through the main sequence and red giant phases, to their ultimate end as white dwarfs, neutron stars, or black holes. Each stage plays a crucial role in the evolution of stars and the chemical enrichment of the universe.
This is the end of the recording.